Where's Higgins? Part 1. Hi, it's me, Annie. Here's a short story about Heather. She's looking for her dog, Higgins. He's somewhere in the house, but she can't find him. Where can he be? Listen carefully for clues about each room as you follow Heather through her house. Heather starts in Higgins' favorite room. It's his favorite because he spends a lot of time here with Heather, her brother Jake, and her parents. Heather's family likes to read, watch television, and play games in this room. There is a sofa, a TV, two armchairs, three lamps, and a bookcase. But there's no Higgins. Do you know what this room is called in English? That's right. It's the living room. Very good. Heather goes upstairs. The door to Jake's room is open. She looks inside. Whoa, what a mess! There are lots of books on his desk and even on his chair. How can he do homework in this room? Is Higgins sleeping under the desk? No way, not in this mess. Look, the door to the wardrobe is open. Maybe Higgins is in there. Nope. Maybe he's at the window watching the birds outside in the garden. Sometimes Higgins sleeps on his blanket near the window because it's nice and warm when the sun shines. Heather looks behind the curtain, but he's not there. Maybe Higgins is under the bed. Psst, that's a clue. What's this room called in English? Do you know? That's right, it's the bedroom. Higgins likes her brother's room best, but there are two other bedrooms upstairs, Heather's bedroom and her parents' bedroom. Is Higgins in the attic? Heather looks up at the attic door. It's closed, so Higgins can't be up there. But maybe he's in the fourth and last room upstairs. Heather takes a quick look in this room. There's a toilet, a mirror hanging above the wash basin, a shower, and a bathtub. Oh, did you catch that clue? What's this room called in English? That's right, it's the bathroom. Well done. Bye for now. Where is Higgins? You can find out by listening to part 2 of this podcast at auntannie.ch/podcasts. By the way, Annie can visit you in your classroom. For more information, contact her at info@auntannie.ch.